You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Joel Goldstein, the founder of Peer Marketing Group, who has an impressive background. He seems to be an adrenaline junkie, having jumped out of an airplane to deep water, scuba diving, and everything in between. He started his first online business at the age of 16 and has been the go-to expert to learn the secrets to being discovered on the web ever since. Joel, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So how does search engine optimization work? I assume you know a little bit about that.
Search engine optimization is kind of what I specialize in. It's a term that we use to describe the act of tailoring a website or marketing campaign to be discovered by those prospective clients that are searching the internet. So if you have a carpet cleaning company and you want to be found online for carpet cleaning when people are researching it, you have to make sure that your website is optimized for that search. And that's what search engine marketing does.
So who typically benefits from search engine optimization?
There's not a lot of businesses that can't benefit from being optimized for the internet. The biggest beneficiaries, I feel, are those people who cater to the public. B2B, it's a much different market. So if you cater to the public and you have a lot of people searching for your industry or your service, search engine optimization is best for you, such as a lawyer or a doctor or something along those lines.
What should be done before starting an SEO campaign?
A well put together search engine optimization campaign. Google has a new algorithm they just launched called Panda, and it's affecting a lot of search engine rankings. So the way that we get around that is we use a lot of link diversity when we're linking back to the websites, and we're encouraging our clients to put on a blogging or a news website. So before you start your search engine optimization campaign, you need to be set up properly, and that includes setting up on a website such as WordPress or Joomla or Drupal. These are content management programs that will allow you to constantly update your site and keep it relative. So the best thing for you to do before starting a search engine optimization campaign is to be set up properly on the proper platform and to do your keyword research. So keyword research involves going into Google's AdWords tool, which you can find by typing in on Google, keyword tool, and use their AdWords tool, which is their advertising tool. And you can type in your industry, and they will give you the top search for terms whenever somebody is looking for your industry. So that is probably the two best things you can do when preparing for a search engine optimization plan.
Very interesting. Now, today we are joined by Joel Goldstein, the founder of Peer Marketing Group, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Joel, what other tools are there for internet marketing for small businesses?
Some tools that we like to use for internet marketing are more along the lines of on other people's websites, which is a little bit different from other businesses. The best thing for a small business to do if they're going to go after their own search engine optimization is to use local listings to boost their rankings, such as Yelp, Google, or Yahoo. Each one of these websites allows individual businesses to post their information online for free, and by doing that, you will be getting more traffic to your site, and it'll build credibility within your site, which is really what Google is looking for when you're trying to come up number one. They're looking for a credible, reliable site.
How should I track the return on my investment? Let's say that I've set up, you know, a campaign and invested X amount of dollars. What should I do to track that?
Right. If you set up your own search engine optimization campaign, you should be using a consultant at least. So I would suggest that you contact an SEO consultant to do this properly. The way that we work is we develop goals. So we develop goals and we track keywords. If you are going for a website optimized listing for number one bankruptcy attorney in New Orleans, we have to track that from where you are to where you want to be. And by developing goals, we're able to track that through tools like Google Analytics and other proprietary software that we use internally.
And in conclusion, Joel, and standard on the program, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace just like you have?
If I can give an entrepreneur or a small business a great tip, the best tip is if you have a brick-and-mortar business that is most common that somebody is searching for your location or contact number, make it easy on them and include your phone number in your website's title and list your business on Google's map. That can be found on google.com/placesforbusiness. By doing that, you'll be listed on the iPhone when somebody searches for you. You'll be listed on Android and on the Internet when somebody searches for your business. They'll be able to find you very fast.
Brilliant advice. He is Joel Goldstein, the founder of Peer Marketing Group. And the website of reference is joelgoldstein.com. Joel, thanks so much for joining us here briefly on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.